When a client asks me how long their podcast should be, I always say, as long as it's good. Generally, that's under 30 minutes, but there are situations where podcasts can be hours long, and I'm okay with that.
And now, a look at what's trending in the podcast world and how it can help your show. It's the Jack Show Podcast.
Folks, here's the deal. If you're going to have a long podcast, one of several things needs to be true. Someone on the show, either the host, the guest, or both, have to have a massive celebrity following, or the show has to have been established over a long period of time, probably years, or you've got to be covering a subject that enough people care enough about to go down the rabbit hole with you for hours on end. Yesterday, because of my love of travel hacks, I flew from Detroit to Chicago Midway and back. Long story, but the gist of it is that my $95 round trip ticket now got me 2 free months of an unlimited companion pass for my wife on Southwest. Anywho, this left me with a 45-minute flight, a 2.5-hour layover, and a 35-minute return flight. As an avid Patriots fan, I pulled up a podcast episode I'd been saving, Julian Edelman's Games with Names interview with Ernie Adams. Ernie was Bill Belichick's high school best friend and behind-the-scenes analytics guru for almost 50 years. They broke down the relationship and the Patriots' first Super Bowl win with Tom Brady. The interview clocked in at a tidy 2 hours and 45 minutes. So I listened to the first hour at 1.5 speed on the first flight on Spotify. Then I grabbed breakfast tacos at Midway Airport, pulled up my iPad, where I watched the rest of it on YouTube, also sped up. I love the interview, and it wasn't a bad way to kill time on my travels. Now, do I have time for a 3-hour podcast every week, even sped up? Probably not. But did I care enough about the material to consume the whole thing? You bet your bottom dollar I did, kid. Sports are obviously a go-to passion. Politics, too. My colleague Seth Ressler says he listens to Meet the Press every week as an audio podcast because he knows what a bunch of talking heads around a desk actually looks like. What about a combination of politics and entertainment? I give you the highly popular Smartless with A-list actors Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. Our last 3 episodes are with Larry David, John Bon Jovi, and 3 United States presidents altogether. All are over an hour long, and while I haven't listened, I'd be willing to bet they are quite compelling. Back to entertainment. Some friends of mine have a Taylor Swift podcast called Hits Different. Most of their episodes are under 30 minutes, but they've had a few hour-plus ones where they've gone down some Swiftie conspiracy rabbit holes. Think about a Swiftie in your life. Think they'd follow along? My point is this. A good length for podcasts is under 30 minutes, generally speaking. But there are many top podcasts that are hours long. There are shows or even some individual episodes that are worth going long for. But back to my original point, as long as they're good. Later.
The most popular ways to grow a podcast are recommendations of friends and family. So share this episode with someone you know. And for any questions you have about podcasts, find JAG online at jagindetroit.com.